welcome to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can catch us on the Sportsline YouTube channel, but don't forget, you can catch us on Paramount Plus as well. Let's see if we caught some winners on the recap screen, as I see the chat is already going off in here. Hit the like button if you could. If not for me and the guests and the panelists and the experts here, how about the 5-1? The Tuesday recap, decisive. Larry Hartstein, an easy one. Sniper, two easy ones in that Colorado Rocky weather with the Nats. EC hits again. And the sports line pick from Jeff Hockman, that hits as well. Speaking of EC, let's get a sports line pick out of the way here. Let's try to go 1-0. By the way, if you're a sports line member, you probably know EC is 18-4 over his last 22 MLB picks. He is on fire. Also, the host of the Early Wedge, which you can catch in your feed. Dodgers money line, -112. That one courtesy of EC as he tries to extend to 19-4 across 23. Let's bring in the stars of the show here on the Early Edge as I say hi to Taylor Winnings and Jeff Stenberg and Rick Funcannon, DJ in here. We got Matt Snyder. We got A-Mags. We got Calvin Wetzel. We got Martin Green. We've got a lot of afternoon stuff. Calvin, not only do we have afternoon MLB, but correct me if I'm wrong, we've got a huge W slate and we've got some afternoon games as well.
Yeah, we got a couple afternoon games and then four evening games as well. So massive slate. Almost the whole league is in action tonight because this is the last day before the All-Star break coming up this weekend, which I will be at, by the way, if anyone's in Chicago for the All-Star game, three-point contest, all that, come say hi because I'll be there. But yeah, we have a few games today, including probably the return of Nafisa Collier, who hasn't played yet this year. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit with one of my picks.
That's huge. Okay, Martin Green, we've got matching shiny polos. I got to ask you, I know we've moved on from the World Cup, and I know you have MLS games today, a big MLS slate as well, but just reaction from the England consolation game, if you will, the third place game, because I got to imagine as an English fan, you were like, well, what could have been, but then at the same time, can we hold a lead? What were the range of emotions there?
Yeah, that was just such a wild game, Sear. I loved it. Imagine if that had been the World Cup final, that would have been the best advert for soccer you could have got. Just a really exciting, open, entertaining game. Yeah, where was that England against Argentina? If they'd played like that in the semi-finals, they'd have gone to the final. But they'd have probably lost to Spain anyway. Spain were just too strong for anyone, I think. And they did a number on Argentina in the final and deserved champions.
All right, Matt and A-Mags, I think we should just get right into MLB picks. And we're going to start, A-Mags, with you. And then maybe I'll get some reaction, Sniper, from you here to get you in early. Jazz Chisholm, A-Mags, talk to me.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm. And I got to say, first off, real quick, happy birthday to Jeff Stewart in the chat, a longtime Sportsline watcher, listener, fan. Awesome person. He is in the chat. Said 50 for today. So I will try to come up with something for you here on this Red Sox game. But yes, let me give you the spiel on Jazz Chisholm here real quick. I like Jazz Chisholm today, but it really comes down more so to the horrendous matchup that Mitch Keller has here against the Yankees, and specifically the Yankees left-handed batters. Jazz Chisholm being one of them and, you know, hitting right there in the heart of the order. I think that this Yankees lineup can certainly do some damage here against Mitch Keller, who he just continues to struggle and struggle and struggle against these left-handed batters. And this is not a lineup that you can have success doing that with, because you're going to see at least seven lefties in here. And Jazz Chisholm, like I said, one of the ones in the middle. But when you look at Bellinger and Ben Rice and Trent Grisham, the guys up the lineup from Jazz Chisholm here, their prices are all significantly worse on the hits, runs, and RBIs than Chisholm. And Chisholm's been the hottest of the bunch. I mean, you look at him here since the All-Star break, since coming back here, we've got a 2-for-3 performance, a 1-for-3, a 1-for-4, and a 2-for-4, but there's home runs in there, especially these last couple of games. It's two home runs in that game right before we had the rain out yesterday. So he has been swinging it, three homers in his last couple. I think you just kind of got to ride the wave here. But the price is what I saw this morning, and I was like, wow, to be in the middle of the order, one of the lefties that can do damage here against Keller, and the price is nowhere near the other guys that are, you know, right there with him in the lineup. You got to take this one. I think, you know, if not my favorite hit run RBI that we've seen in a while, definitely my favorite for today. So I love Jazz Chisholm today and the Yankees lefties.
Sniper, you, me, and A-Mags have been on CBS Sports Network quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, specifically talking about MLB futures. I want to ask you about the Yankees real quick, and then A-Mags, I'll get your reaction. Then we're going to move to soccer with Martin Green. But they've got a doubleheader today. And oh, by the way, if you want to be that person and just bet the money line on both games, because I think the Yankees are going to win both personally, it's plus 150. You want to take the money line on both. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying I was flirting with it earlier this morning. With that said, Max Fried is back today. We'll see how much he pitches. And then Gerrit Cole kind of on the comeback. If you're a Yankees fan, you got to think, okay, there's some promise with the future here. And I understand they're already in a good spot, but the Yankees had been kind of tailing off a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a good time period for the Yankees to bounce back right now from their June and July struggles, which it seems like they have those every year. So we're almost to August, so you're almost home free now. You've got – this is the first time, by the way, today that both Cole and Fried will be on the Yankees active roster together. And remember, Fried signed with the Yankees before last season. So that's there's some hope there, along with Schlittler, that you could have three frontline starters. I think Cole's going to continue to put things together down the stretch. It's his first season back from Tommy John surgery. And then Rodon obviously will come back at some point in August. Hopefully Judge will come back for September. I think the Yankees are still the best bet to win the American League, even though I still believe it is totally wide open.
Home Fried, I believe you said there, Sniper. AMAX, quick reaction before we get to more picks.
I completely agree. I think that, you know, there isn't a reason. I'm sorry. There is a reason that they've coined the phrase the June swoon, because that's every single year for the Yankees. Yeah. It's June and you know, parts of July where they just tail off and they have struggles. And it's usually injury related or something happens, but they have just struggled every year in the middle of the summer, it seems. So I think now, maybe we start to ride that wave back up and do it with Mitch Keller here today. This is a great opportunity for them to score a bunch of runs, especially in this early day environment, day baseball.
Yeah, again, I like the Yankees in both of these. We got some golf stuff going on in the chat. I'll get to golf later. I'm going to drop my first round leaders on this show as well. But Martin, let's get to MLS. Again, we've got MLS soccer to talk about today. And for the record, I think Brad Thomas is back on the show tomorrow. I think Buckets is back on the show Friday. So we're back in full swing soccer-wise. We just took about a two-day rest here. Martin, talk to me about your picks today. Ooh, tough break for Martin on mute. You hate to see it, Martin.
Sorry, amateur hour there. See, let's hope the picks can be professional after that. Yeah, soccer never sleeps. World Cup's over a month till the Premier League starts, but Major League Soccer is still going strong. And I'm starting with LAFC. I think they'll be surging with momentum after they beat LA Galaxy 3-0 at the weekend. Their star forward Son Heung-min and Denny Boanga were both on target in that game. Marco Delgado also scored. Just a really strong win and a really strong performance for them. They're up against Real Salt Lake, who haven't played a competitive match since May. So they could be a bit rustier than LAFC in this game. They did make a strong start to the season, but RSL tend to struggle on the road. They've only picked up one win, two draws, and three defeats from six away games. Meanwhile, LAFC have won five of their eight home matches. They've just got more firepower than RSL. They have home advantage, and I think they should just about edge this one. They're priced at minus 145 to win, but I can improve that number if I combine it with over 1.5 goals in the game. LAFC's home games have averaged 2.88 goals this season. RSL's away games have been high scoring, 3.17 per match. So just combining them for a same game parlay looks like a sensible approach at minus 115. Then over in the Eastern Conference, Nashville are top. They've won 11 out of 15 games so far this season, and their home form is what's really been exceptional. Seven wins, one draw, zero defeats from eight games. They've scored 24 times. I think they should outclass Montreal, who don't travel well. Montreal have lost six of their eight away games this season. They've already conceded 24 goals on the road, so that defense just falls apart when they're away from home. Also, looking back at the head-to-heads, Nashville have won their last four home games against Montreal. That could give the players a bit of a psychological advantage. So I'm going for Nashville minus one Asian handicap. That means it's a push if they only win by a single goal, but we get paid if they win by two or more. I think they can do it.
All right. I got a couple of picks for the MLS. A quick question on the Nats game. Sniper, I'm going to go to you because you were so good yesterday in terms of hitting some of those player props. But somebody was asking about the over 11.5 runs Nationals Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, that looks good again. Look, I'm going to point that out when I get to my plays. It's hot and humid in Coors again, and the ball flies there even when it's cold. So when you look at this, you know, especially the Rockies pitching staff, Cage Cavalli is on the mound for the Nationals today. He's one of their better pitchers. So maybe the Rockies don't score as much, but the Nationals team total was still 6.5. If that tells you anything, I like a lot of runs again. So yeah, I like the over on that for sure, Rick.
All right, a lot more baseball questions that we're going to get to. I want to get to a BetMGM boost that we should be talking about. BetMGM players will receive an MLB parlay boost today. To get the boost, just make an MLB parlay and activate the token. If you win the wager that was made with the parlay boost token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. I believe it was Jeff that was looking for a parlay. So maybe we can set some sort of parlay up and use this BetMGM parlay boost token. Again, a big happy birthday to Jeff. We've got some home run picks to give out. I've got a golf pick. I'm going to drop my first round leaders as well. Calvin's got his picks. We're going to cover it all right after this message from our partners. We're back on the Early Edge. And again, we've got a lot to cover, including snipers. He's got another two player props for us. But Calvin, we're going to start with you. Like I said, we've got some afternoon WNBA today as well. And you've actually got a pick for one of those 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, I have a couple picks, and one of them is for one of those early games. Olivia Miles for Minnesota over 6.5 assists. This is plus 100 right now. And the headliner here is, I mentioned off the top, Nafisa Collier is probably going to be back. She's officially listed as probable, but I think that's kind of a formality. I mean, the team's social media has been pushing return of Queen Fee content and things like that. So I think she's playing for sure, probably on a minutes limit. But even with a minutes limit, when you bring back an MVP runner-up type of player, that's going to be a lot of extra assist opportunities for your point guard, a superstar to pass to, and a big boost to your potential assists in terms of how efficient Nafisa Collier is and is going to be tonight at converting those. And then you look at this Seattle team. They've allowed a lot of point guards to clear this number. They've faced 11 games against point guards averaging 6 or more assists per game. 8 of those 11 have cleared it, including Olivia Miles in this same matchup a couple days ago on Monday, had 8 assists in that one. Those 11 are averaging over 8 a game. We're getting plus 100 on 6.5. So I love this price point. I think the plus money is just kind of the icing on the cake. I would have taken this at minus 110 or minus 115 even. So this is a steal for me. And then I also have a play on one of the night games, Portland Fire plus 5.5. Dallas was supposed to have 2 days off coming into this one. Instead, they had to stay in Dallas and play on Monday because that game against New York on Monday, that was supposed to happen last week. And then New York had those flight troubles with all the air quality stuff. So that game had to get moved to this week. So the Dallas Wings have to stay at home, play that game. It goes to overtime. They played the day before. Now they're playing 3 games in 4 days after leaving Dallas late after that overtime game and traveling up to Portland for this one. So all of a sudden, schedule got significantly harder for them. And Paige Bueckers, who didn't play in that last game, she's questionable for this one. With this being the last game before the All-Star break, I think she's on the wrong side of 50-50 for this one. I think if there's any doubt, they're going to sit her and let her rest a few extra days going into the All-Star break. So I lean towards her not playing in this one, and that should be, you know, a big boot. This line should close closer to 3.5 if she doesn't play. So I love that we're getting plus 5.5 here. This might end up just being kind of a schedule loss for Dallas, or at least a schedule non-cover. So I love Portland getting 5.5 at home. I think they keep it close and cover the plus 5.5.
All right, we got a couple of picks from Calvin Wetzel in the WNBA. Let's get to more questions, the home run chart, and then again, we've got so many more official picks to give out. But here's a question from Glenn Kalivas, and AMAX, I'm going to go to you on this one. Otani, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs.
Yeah, so at 1.5 for Otani, if you're getting 1.5 and you're on the away team for Otani there, a lot of times it will make for a good play regardless. And then when you look at the matchup with Aaron Nola, I mean, yeah, it's still a 270 average against left-handed batters and, you know, 64 hits in 59 innings with 13 homers. So has certainly had some issues with lefties. I would have no problem going to not only Otani, but even just the Dodgers team total over 4.5 today. I really think that, you know, when you get these left-handed hitters in Citizens Bank Park, it's advantageous for them. Now you put them against Aaron Nola, You weren't going to score a bunch of runs against Zach Wheeler anyways last night. So kind of just throw that one in the trash. I think they score today against Nola.
So Sniper, add on to that. And then also in that same game, Kyle Schwarber, somebody was asking about his over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. And don't forget, if you joined us late, the sports line pick was on the Dodgers money line from EC. Sniper, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention that when we did the home run chart, that Dodgers-Phillies should be fruitful with Eric Lauer against Aaron Nola and those lineups, specifically tailored to, you know, lefties against righties, both lineups, really. So, yeah, any lefty in that game, I absolutely love.
Let's get to the home run chart right now then. And Sniper, I'll let you go first, and then A-Mags, I'll get your reaction. You guys are always welcome to add to this list, but this is a list courtesy of the Inside the Lines crew and Jacob Fetner, and you can catch it on the Sportsline model over at Sportsline. Manny Machado, plus 300 versus plus 400. Dylan Dingler, plus 386 versus plus 600. Dominic Canzone, plus 308 versus plus 373. Sniper, you get first dibs at a reaction.
Yeah, Machado's good. I want to throw in Fernando Tatis Jr. as well in that game against Martin Perez, because Tatis seems to have gotten his power back. I think it was 474 feet last night worth of power that he showed off. Also, I wanted to throw in Brandon Lau against Gerrit Cole. And we talked about this. Anytime you get Brandon Lau in Yankee Stadium against a righty, you might as well take a shot. And also, as I mentioned, the Phillies lefties and Dodgers lefties both.
Okay, A-Mags.
I totally agree with Sniper there. I think if I was going to go with Machado, I really do want it to be against a right-handed pitcher. You're going to get him against a lefty here in Perez. And when you look at the numbers for Machado, I mean, significant home run totals against righties this year, and really hasn't done it against lefties. So I think I'll pass on that one. And also Dingler in this game in Chicago, it looks like this is one of those classic kind of flips in Chicago where when the wind's blowing out, it's great for home runs. When it's blowing in, it usually suppresses that power. You're going to get the wind blowing in here today, one of the worst hitting environments. So I think I would go with Canzone out of this list. You get Brady Singer, who's had some major issues against lefties, 15 home runs to left-handed batters in 58 innings. Seattle certainly has a lot of lefties, so I think that might be some trouble for him.
Let's get to some more questions before we get back to MLB and specifically Sniper's official picks. Martin, and I don't know if you've looked at non-MLS stuff, but do we like Braga team total over 2.5 at even money? He says, I'm not even sure the squad they're playing is a real team, which is a problem I always have. Martin, your response.
I was just laughing at that when we were going through the home run chart, and I was trying to figure out how to actually pronounce the team that they're playing. They're a Serbian team, and I'm going to say maybe Zelej Nikar Pančevo, but I could have completely
butchered. That's how I would have done it too. Good call.
I think Braga over 2.5 looks good there. Yeah, they're a high-scoring team, very dangerous in attack. But I must admit that my knowledge of Zelnica Pančevo is a little bit limited. So I'm basing that more on my thoughts on Braga than the opposition.
Calvin, we've got a question in the chat about the All-Star game. Total is 274.5. This person, I can't even pronounce this name, unfortunately. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. So it landed at 282 last year. Should we expect zero defense again? Any thoughts? You'll be there.
Yes, you should expect zero defense. Other than Olympic years when they usually do like Team USA versus everyone else and they care a little bit and try a little bit, no, other than those years, no one ever tries on defense. There's a lot of messing around. They have the 4-point shot now. So I would not bet that under. I mean, this one could hit 300 or at least in the 280s again. So yeah, I would definitely expect no defense at all.
Immediate intrigue from Sniper when you said the 4-point shot. Yeah. Does anybody remember like the MTV Rock and Jock stuff? Yes.
That was a 10-pointer, right?
Yeah, I think so. That was a basket that was like,
yeah, they had like a 20 point basket way high or something. Yeah.
You know, people need to bring that back.
These guys,
that's true. But that was really fun TV. We need to bring that back. Okay, I'm going to bring my pick to the table here. I'll be real quick about it because I talked about this on the Early Wedge yesterday. I encourage everybody to watch the Early Wedge. There's so much going on that show, whether it's golf commentary, talking about Bryson or the Open Championship or the 3M Open or EC Social Life. There's just a lot packed in to that hour. So I very much encourage people to watch it. It's in your podcast feed, but also on YouTube. One of the picks I gave out there was Max Homa in a three ball matchup, which you can only get over at DK, minus 106 over Jake Knapp. I like Max Homa going into this tournament. He's one of my outrights. He's also one of my first round leaders. Footnote here, my first round leaders are Homa, Mac Meisner, William Mao, Taylor Pendrith, and Emiliano Grillo. Those are my five first-round leaders. But Homa's in a really good spot here because I think he has multiple outs, to use a poker analogy. He's minus 106. He's the dog to Jake Knapp. Now, Jake Knapp, a great course fit, has very good history here, but he really isn't back. Like, he missed about 6 weeks, and the game is not back yet. We're starting to see flashes of his game coming back, but really, you know, maybe a little bit on approach, a little bit around the green, but the off-the-tee play still hasn't been good, and you want to be really good off the tee here, something that Max Homa has done really well with. Recently, he's been very good off the tee, very good with the ball striking, very good with the putter. The reason I say multiple outs is because Jake Knapp is either not fully back and still injured and still, you know, in rusty mode, and we're going to win the matchup there. But the other out here is that even if Jake Knapp is back, he could still lose to Max Homa the way Max Homa has been playing lately. So again, I feel like we're open-ended here, and I feel like we're still the dog for some reason. So I'm going to go ahead and take Max Homa minus 106 over Jake Knapp. I just tortured a bunch of poker analogies. So while I'm still here, your favorite poker player, if you have one, put it in the chat. Now let's get back to some Major League Baseball. Sniper, you still have two official picks that you haven't given out yet.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about the Nationals in D.C. and how much fun they're having, and I thought, why not just continue to ride the wave here with C.J. Abrams? Look, I already talked about Coors Field is going to be hot and humid. The Nats are absolutely loving hitting there. We're going to stick with what works here. So far in this series, C.J. Abrams has 3 home runs and 6 RBI, and that's only in 2 games. And actually, he homered in his previous game before the series, so it's 3 straight games with a home run. He hits cleanup in this lineup. I'm expecting them to go off again. So we're going to go over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs, and there's no juice on this thing. It's essentially even money. So we're going to play the exact same thing as yesterday with CJ Abrams, except it's a little bit closer to even money. Also, after last night where he had a leadoff triple, 3 walks, an RBI single, I'm going to PCA. I'm going to my boy. The wind is blowing in, so small ball is going to be in play. So instead of the hits, runs, RBIs, we're going to go with hits plus walks plus stolen bases here, 2+. In his last 46 games, PCA has 63 hits, 32 walks, and 13 stolen bases. A lot of opportunity here. He's been so good at learning how to take the walk this year. And actually, if you look at my social media, I talked about how I spoke with Pete at the All-Star game about his increased ability to take walks and how much better of a grasp he has of the strike zone this year as compared to last. So good opportunity to jump in on this one where he could be on base a lot today. And we'll hit this one again, close to even money here. That's all I got, 'cause I already talked about the other stuff. In terms of the birthday, the Boston play, for the Red Sox, I thought of Yoshida is 5-for-10 against Dean Kramer, against Dean Kramer. Kramer gets beat up by lefties a little bit, so any Yoshida props against Kramer might work in this one.
Oh, yeah, because it's Jeff Stewart's birthday. He was asking specifically for Red Sox plays, and they've got a doubleheader. I mean, the AL East is going to be hot and heavy today. Red Sox have a doubleheader against the Orioles, and, of course, we talked about that Yankees doubleheader as well. A lot of really good poker answers. Mike Mattisau, who follows me, by the way, on Twitter for some reason. So Gipper's pick says Helmuth, which I can't believe that's your favorite poker player, but fair enough. We've got, Daniel Negreanu. There's a lot in here. Matt Damon, somebody said, from Rounders, which is a funny response, but I guess he also plays poker. I played in the 2018 main event, so I'm near and dear to all these answers. Let's get to some more chat questions here. Arizona Diamondbacks, AMAGS, over 4.5 runs, minus 110.
So looking at the team totals for today, I actually just posted the Dodgers one in the Discord because I really do think that the Dodgers team total, the Yankees team total in the first game makes for a really solid play as well, over 4.5. I wouldn't even mind going over 5.5 at good plus money. The Diamondbacks over 4.5, they project right around 5. It really doesn't look like a great play, but what I did think about was maybe Ketel Marte, I believe the last 2 nights now he's DH'd. They said he'd be back in the field today, full time. Just going up against the lefty, I thought that might be, an interesting spot to take some props on his, his hitting side of things, of course.
All right, let's go to a WNBA question. Is this right? Yeah, Connecticut's getting 10.5 now. Cosmic Charlie, he sees it at 10 at minus 105, but you can certainly get the 10.5 as well versus Indiana. Calvin, your response.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Connecticut should be getting 10 against just about anyone, so I do like that play. But if you've been following, you probably know what I'm going to say that I prefer is the Sun in the first half plus 5.5. And actually, yeah. I posted that one in the Discord last night. They continue to they did drop one the other day, but in general, they just continue to come out swinging early in games and then fade a little bit. So I still think they keep it in, within single digits either way. But if you can get the first half line, I would look at that.
Let's go to Sports Savant A-Mags. Parker Messick over 5.5 Ks is plus 110. Sports Savant also says Abrams 2 home runs is plus 2,800. I mean, that's quite the reach. But I guess if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be somebody.
So he's mentioning what cashed yesterday. And this is perfect. This is perfect because I think it was Sports Savant that put this in the Discord. If it wasn't, then it was someone else. But there were so many CJ Abrams either like slips and screenshots and people that were excited that he had hit. And someone who maybe was Sports Savant came in and posted the 2 home run 29-1 there. So they were helped out by Sniper's analysis and they played not only one home run, but 2. I hit the 2 home runs live as we were watching in the Discord. I threw a little bit because I knew that was going to happen. Once he hit one, he was going to hit a second one. So I like Sniper going back to him here today and good wins there, Sports Savant.
Well, okay, then let me ask you Lee Price's question. Jay Bennett over 17.5 outs against the O's at plus 106. But before you answer, for those of you that are listening and you're like, I kind of want to be in that Discord where AMAGS is dropping all kinds of plays and so many of the community are dropping plays, it's discord.gg/sportsline. That's available to Sportsline members. If you're not a Sportsline member, go to sportsline.com/join. It's super easy. Sportsline.com/join and then get into our Discord. We have it up on the screen right now. Bennett over 17.5 outs versus the O's plus 106. AMAGS.
So, okay, I see Sniper shaking his head. Yes, I would like to hear what he says on this too, because I have to say a lot of the numbers that I generally look at from the model's perspective kind of like really disliked him, you know, even having a great start to get into the sixth inning. But when I watch how he pitches, I understand kind of the circumstances today for them with Ranger Suarez potentially coming off the IL and pitching in game 2, but not knowing how much, you know, run he really would have and knowing they probably need to keep some arms for that game. Like, I would not be surprised if they try to get every last bit that they can get out of Bennett here today. So I do think he completes 6 innings and kind of continues his run of just going through that, you know, into that 6th inning and then getting through it. But just kind of funny how the numbers really did not like it today. So not sure exactly why. I haven't dug into it.
Sniper.
Yeah, he's gone at least 6 innings in all 5 of his last outings, and there's a doubleheader, as AMAG said. So I think they're going to, as AMAG said, they're going to get every last out they can out of him. As long as they can get him deeper into the game, they're going to do so. So, yes, that's why I like this one.
All right, we're going to get to a Robert Lewandowski question for Martin to score at minus 120. Before we do that, Typhoon says, Zach Blair outright is 130-1 at the 3M Open. Worth a finishing position ladder? Question mark. I think he's been great as of late. Well, you're right. And check out the early wedge, because one of Patrick McDonald's best bets, in fact, his best bet is a finishing position on Zach Blair that's in like the plus 400. I think it was a top 20 or maybe even a top 10, plus 400, plus 450. But Zach Blair came up on our show among so many other golfers. Typhoon, definitely check out the early wedge. Let's go to Robert Lewandowski to score, Martin.
Yeah, this is one of the best things about MLS. You get some of the world's best players that are just in the kind of twilight of their career going over there and thriving often. I mean, this is going to be his first game. He's only just gone, so he might not know his teammates that well. But I do like odds of minus 120 on Lewandowski to score. He was banging in goals for Barcelona whenever called upon last season, and the defenses are very strong in Spain. So I think he could perform very well against what is a limited Inter Miami defense. Minus 120 looks really good. I won't go too crazy with my bet sizing on that, just because he still does need to acclimatize to a new league and playing with a new bunch of teammates. And I guess that's pretty good advice for the overall MLS slate today. A lot of these teams just haven't played in a long, long time. So there could be a lot of rust. There could be some freak results. So, yeah, maybe keep your stakes not too crazy today.
Martin, people are asking in the chat if you are sneaky ripped because you're just busting out of that shirt like the Incredible Hulk. Your reaction?
This shirt is a medium. Our good friend Sharon sent it to me, and I did ask for a medium. I'm normally a medium, and it's so tight, I can feel it like cutting off circulation around my blood. So I don't know if I'm that ripped, or I think the shirt is just very small.
Sharon, a big part of the CBS Sports Network team and CBS Sports HQ, big time producer. So good stuff from him. All right, Kylie Reynolds, let's see, Liberty Moneyline. Okay, this is some sort of like crazy parlay. Liberty Moneyline, Aces Moneyline, Fever Moneyline parlay, Calvin. Any reaction?
Yeah, honestly, I lean most of the underdogs today. Those are all favorites she's putting together. I mean, we already talked about Fever. I would lean the Sun there. With the Liberty game, I posted Sky plus 10.5 in the Discord. That's 7.5 now, so I probably wouldn't still play it, but I don't think I would buy in on the Liberty side either. Aces is the one that I do think could maybe have some value out of those, but I probably wouldn't be parlaying too many favorites today. If anything, I would be looking at the underdogs.
Joey says Sia has some competition now with the Guns show, courtesy of Martin. Somebody else was saying it was a flex for me to say I played in the 2018 main event. No, that wasn't the flex part. The flex part is that I cashed in the 2018 main event. So now flex has been extended. Sniper, before we get to the recap screen, any lingering questions you feel you got to get to? And A-Mags, I'm going to ask you the same question.
There were a couple people that mentioned the Brewers since they got shut out by the Mets last night. I'm inclined to go run with the Brewers today because it's the Mets. I mean, are they really going to be great 2 days in a row? So yeah, I'm inclined to like the Brewers a lot today.
And A-Mags, anything to clean up here?
I would agree with that, like the Brewers, but here's one. I'm going to get this posted in the Sports on Discord. If you're not in there, maybe a little bit of a bonus here, but we played Munetaka Murakami for one and two walks, I believe it was last night. He's just been walking at least one time in really pretty much every one of these starts. Now he's of course always taking his pitches. So how about him against an opener and then Cal Quantrill after that, who is walking almost one batter every other inning against left-handed batters. You get this one right around minus 110 or so on DraftKings. So I think for one walk for Murakami is continuing to be just a bet to make.
All right. A lot going on in the chat. This is such a good chat. I wish we could get to every single comment and every single question, but we did get to a lot. You know what? One more question. Cameron Brink over 12.5 points and rebounds minus 125, Calvin.
Yeah, I do like that. She's been ramping up her minutes. She's played three games now since coming back from that injury. 14 minutes, 18 minutes, 21 minutes in those three. So I think her minutes are turning in the right direction, and she should be playing enough to have some value on that.
I think one of the most underrated parts of this show, and A-Mags, you and I have talked about this privately, is that people can ask pretty much any question. We've got the analyst to not always give you the right answer, but give you an answer with a lot of information and analysis behind it, no matter the question, no matter the sport. So appreciate Calvin, A-Mags, Martin, Sniper, and this whole sports line team, Early Edge team, and of course, Ben on the ones and twos. Let's get to the recap screen and get everybody out of here. Three ball matchup, Max Homa minus 106 over Jake Knapp. The terminology here is very important. When I say three ball matchup, it's not a three ball, it's a three ball matchup, which you can bet over at DK earlier in the show. And on the early wedge, I also dropped my first round leaders. Let's go to baseball. Back to CJ Abrams, over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs, minus 102 from the Sniper. And also PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, 2+ hits, walks, and stolen bases at minus 110. We go to the W, Olivia Miles, over 6.5 assists at even money, and the Portland Fire plus 5.5 at minus 110. Back to baseball, Jazz Chisholm, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, minus 118. And MLS, not MLS soccer, I know that was super redundant, MLS, LAFC money line and over 1.5 goals, minus 115. And Nashville, minus 1 Asian handicap, minus 125. Let's go to the red hot Eric Cohen. He's got a sports line pick for us, and it's the Dodgers money line. The juice is minus 112, and then we'll go to the home run chart. We got three guys on the home run chart, Manny Machado, Dylan Dingler, and Dominic Canzone. Those are the top MLB home run plays, courtesy of the Inside the Lines crew. What a show. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great Wednesday show. How about we do it again tomorrow at 10 o'clock? I saw there was an NFL future in the chat. I apologize for not getting to that, but keep dropping those. We're going to answer those questions now, too, as we're 49 days away from NFL kickoff. A big thank you to everybody you see on the screen here, and a bigger thank you to Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. See you tomorrow at 10 o'clock on the Early Edge. For now, we rest our case.